Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 33, Thursday. Today's topic, exactly what is the gospel? Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. And verse 3 through 4. As we probably are aware, the word gospel means good news. Numerous authors have written volumes of books about the depth and breadth of the gospel. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul defined the gospel in a nutshell. The gospel is the message that Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose from the grave on the third day. Again, he rose from the grave on the third day. Yes, he did. All according to the scriptures. Jesus commanded Christians to share the gospel or the good news with others. Using our personal testimony is the easiest way to share the gospel. Often, people will refer to his or her salvation in a general way, such as, I received Jesus. When we do so, we remove the effectiveness of sharing our testimony because the gospel message is where the power of God is, not in our story. The gospel is not just that Jesus died for our sins, but he also rose from the dead. Let me say that again. He also rose from the dead. He rose up from the dead. He rose up from the grave. He rose up from the grave for me. Around the world, people give their lives for causes in which they believe. Jesus also had a cause. He came to pay for our sins. How do we know his death on the cross was really payment enough for our sins? Because Jesus did not stay dead. He rose up from the grave. He rose from the dead. This is the essence of the gospel message. Father, help me always to make the gospel clear. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.